today I'm with Harry and Jimmy, two of the three members that make up local indie band The New Twenties. Hi guys, how are you?
Hey, we're really good, cheers. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You've been reeling off so many singles lately throughout 2021. Would you say the pandemic's really helped you to write? Some people find it's been really helpful. Some people find they've really struggled with inspiration. What's your experience been like?
Well, it hasn't actually helped us writing-wise because we wrote a lot of it before the pandemic hit. And it actually, at first, really bummed us out because we were thinking we were just getting ready to gig and we were so excited to start doing that. And then the pandemic hit and kind of...
cancelled all our plans.
Yeah. But having said that, it has really given us the time to just focus on the release strategy.
Yeah, it doesn't give you much excuse to do anything else and procrastinate, does it, when you when you can't go anywhere. Are you guys all together or are you separated out?
We've been together and separate at different parts when you've been allowed, obviously.
It must be pretty hard getting stuff together, doing it all over like Zoom or whatever.
Yeah, that's why we were lucky that we had the couple of years before the pandemic hit to really write and record everything so that everything else after that was kind of
online
promo stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned being formed a few years ago. Obviously, you guys are brothers and then you met Chris. How did that all come about and when did you decide to form the band?
It was the back end of like 2018 that we kind of started writing together and it kind of all clicked and stuff. But we didn't at the time know what we were writing for. And then it came apparent like 6 months later after like a couple of 6 week stints in Cornwall that we were all like so aligned and neither one of us could give it up sort of thing that we had to call it a band.
We were like reeling these songs off relatively quickly as well. And me and Harry have always written just together.
And did you guys used to perform together?
Yeah, we used to perform in different bands and stuff since we were like 16. But in terms of writing with other people, it just came so naturally and easily writing with Chris. And it was so obvious we were all bringing equal measures to the table.
And you mentioned Cornwall there. I was reading a bit about that. You guys have a secret retreat that you like to isolate yourselves in, right? Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so Chris's brother, luckily, has a beach house down in Cornwall that was sitting empty at the time. So when we started writing, we just disappeared there for like 6 weeks at a time, multiple times across like the last couple of years. So there was a time where we probably spent quarter of the year in Cornwall just writing and recording because there's no distractions, there's no phone signal. For a couple of trips there was no internet,
yeah,
because it was just so bad, so we couldn't even watch a film. So we're like, well, we might as well write.
Yeah.
there's one pub that was open that served Guinness, which is what we quite like, and it has a pool table, so we all got really good at pool because that was the only other thing we could do apart from writing songs.
Nice, I like that. Well, I feel like that must be quite stressful though when you're all sort of locked in a place together and you have to produce stuff. Did you find it really effective all the time or did you have difficulties with that as well?
The first trip was amazing and there was none of that. But then the following trips kind of had that bar set where we were expecting to go in and come back with like five or six finished songs each time. And then that... It is just a bit of pressure on.
Yeah, the expectation that you can like recreate it must be quite...
And we got to the point where we had finished like 12 to 15 songs, like production-wise, in a way we could like listen to it back as a demo sort of thing. And then when there was a song that we couldn't finish or like wasn't being finished, like actually finished sort of thing, we were stressing out like, why can't we finish this one? Like, we've done this so many times before. Like, well, you know, we've got to finish it.
Did you manage to finish them or do you have to cut some of them?
No, we always get there. There's been one song where we've cut our losses for now. Like, we see it as like jigsaw puzzles. So we've got like a phone of like all our notes, every like lyric or quote that has ever inspired us or anything.
Yeah.
Little things that we've written down. And then you start writing a concept or having a conversation and then one thing that someone says jogs your memory and you go back to that note and see what was written down and then you just start piecing it all together and stuff. Some of those like lyrics, I remember there was a song we've got called Power and some of the lyrics in that were from like 8 years ago.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, randomly pull them out the bag.
That's cool. And you also talked, of course, about the fact that lockdown kind of halted you in your tracks. It must just be such a relief to be able to finally get back out there. You must really miss it.
Yeah.
We bought a van in preparation for this during lockdown.
Have you decked it out with anything?
Well, we were going to, but then a mouse or a rat got into our, like, climbed into the van where it shouldn't have gone and ended
got
up
in the engine.
Destroying the whole thing and costing us loads of money.
Oh my goodness. Are you having it fixed or have you had to abandon the idea?
It's all done and dusted now, but it was just a bill we could have done without.
Or maybe he was just like an extreme fan, you know, just a bit of a roadie or a groupie, you know, just hanging out, waiting for you guys to go on tour.
Yeah.
The roadie versus the rodent. Yeah,
exactly. I know you've got tons of stuff coming up over the summer as well that you've just announced. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
We've got a few festival dates, which we're thankful to get on this year.
Yeah.
So the first one is going to be Bigfoot Festival in Warwickshire, which is like the 18th to 21st of June, that weekend, with Primal Scream headlining, which we're super excited.
Mm. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
That'll be really cool, yeah.
And then we're heading down to Cornwall for a festival called Rock Oyster, which is on the 30th of July. Well, that weekend, again, it's a Friday to Sunday. But then we've got another festival on the 31st of July down in Essex.
Ooh.
Supporting McFly and Scout for Girls and all those things.
Definitely people need to make sure they get tickets to that. That'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be so fun. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about the actual music. If you had three words, how would you describe your sound?
Feel good.
Three words.
You can have five if that helps.
Well, basically, we aim to get people dancing and having a good time. So far, like, we're gonna have some deeper stuff coming, but right now we just want
the summer vibe, sort of.
Yeah, we want what everyone's probably crying out for after the whole pandemic thing.
Festival ready, feel good bangers.
Perfect. We'll take that. I'll take that. That's good. And can you tell us a little bit about The Way? What's the new track like?
It's about when you're completely infatuated and obsessed with a girl and like her gentle nature and positive outlook on the world. Like, there's some lyrics in it where it says the second verse is energy stones and secondhand clothes just dancing through the day. And it's kind of like, it's a bit like all of our girlfriends in one song, like, you know.
Aww,
like,
so it's, you know, it's sort of a song for them.
Yeah totally. Like, none of our girlfriends are
we weren't with any of our girlfriends at the time of writing it.
Don't tell them that. What are you doing? Tell them you wrote it for them.
We all individually went off back to our girlfriends and said, yeah, this one's for you, babe.
I wrote this for you, yeah. Great. But, well, it sounds really good. Yeah, I love
it. Yeah, that's kind of, our girlfriends all embody a little bit of the type of girl.
If you wrote it before you were dating any of them, you were clearly talking about like a perfect girl. So if they fit that bill, clearly they were the ones you were looking for. Yeah. So we can spin this either way.
Either way, they've got to be happy with it.
Do you want to do some PR for us?
Sure, yeah. This is dropping today, isn't it? So where can people follow you? Where can they download it? What should they do?
If you type in the new 20s, but 20s is with a Y instead of an IES. And apparently that really does mess with people on Apple Music.
Really? I'd have thought it helps, though, because if you type in the new 20s with an IES, other things pop up, whereas if you type it in with the Y...
No, but on Apple Music, if you type it in with the IES, people are like, I can't find you, you're not on Apple Music. Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's annoying. Yeah, so make sure we get the Y in there, yeah. Is that after sort of the decade, or what's the name from?
The name as a whole, we were just talking and rambling and trying to put the world to right, like we often do. And as we were talking, we were like, oh, it's kind of weird how everyone skips the 10s and like the 1900s or like the 2000s. Like, you do refer to them, but it's like,
yeah,
the 20s is the 1920s, and then it's like, it just goes on like that. So we were trying to basically shotgun the first 20-year warm-up section of this century.
Fair enough.
And then COVID hit and stole it from us.
Yeah, COVID made it look like it was like some really well-conceived idea.
Yeah, but now it seems it's even cooler because, you know, you've got the new 20s in terms of not the 1920s, but you've also got, let's start the 20s again, because we have not had the best start with the 20s, have we? And you guys can come and save that for us all.
That's the plan, guys. We're wearing capes on stage.
Are you? I think that would be great. You've already released so much this year. I know you've got tons more on the way. When can we expect the next single?
Put a little alarm in your phone, 6 weeks to the day. That's when the next one will be.
So every 6 weeks you'll hear from us and be nagged by us to listen to it.
Yeah. Well, that is very exciting. It's not nagging at all. We'll be looking forward to it. We'll be waiting on our phones in 6 weeks' time. So we're going to play the new track now. We absolutely love it. Anything else you want to say about it before we play it?
Turn it up and dance around.
Tell your girlfriend it's for them.
Okay, cool. That is a good rule. Great. Well, here it is now. This is the New 20s with The Way. Thanks so much, guys. And we'll chat soon.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.